It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. And good Friday, everybody. It's a wonderful day to pray. So grateful and thankful having you here on the BPN Radio Network. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're here to pray. Let's pray, America. Let's pray for change. Today is a good day, and so delighted to have you a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We declare that revival is coming to our nation, that God has heard our prayers. Revival is exploding across this land. We want to welcome over 900 churches who are now part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We're so glad to have you. Remember, in just a few moments, I will have one of my spiritual grandsons on the broadcast today. Leland Mooring, the leader of the four-time Grammy-nominated band called the Leland Band. And you hear much of his music here on the BPN Radio Network. And, in fact, the theme song is a song that was written by Leland Mooring and recorded for this prayer network. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. And so Leland's going to be on the phone. We're going to be talking to him about what's happening in his life, what he sees taking place among the youth of revival in America and other areas of what he sees happening. We do want to welcome churches all across America. We want to welcome the Living Word Fellowship in Dinuba, California, Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, California. We want to welcome Spread God's Word, Four Square Church in San Francisco, California. We want to welcome New Hope Church in Taft, California. We want to welcome Resurrection Fellowship in Loveland, Colorado, Four Square Church in Greeley, Colorado, and the Conference Baptist Church in Evergreen, Colorado. We want to welcome Central Baptist Church and Emmanuel Baptist Church, two Baptist churches there in Crestview, Florida, that are praying with us. Outreach Church and Gateway Grace Fellowship, two churches there in Fort Myers, Florida. We want to welcome Harmony Grove Baptist Church in Blairsville, Georgia. We want to welcome Cross Plains, Buchanan, Georgia. Battle Branch Baptist Church in Clayton, Georgia. And we want to welcome the Mission Halila, Hawaii. And we give a shout out to all the people there praying with us in Hawaii, around the world here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We want to welcome the Protestant Church in Nez Perce, Idaho. Want to welcome Calvary Campus Church in Carbondale, Illinois. Want to welcome Cedar View Church in Granite City, Illinois. Hilltop Church in Freetown, Indiana. New Beginnings Church in Liberal, Kansas, as well as Abundant Life Fellowship there in Liberal, Kansas. We want to welcome Beam of Life Tabernacle in Bayou Sorrel, Louisiana, and Faith Life Church in Bentley, Louisiana. I want to welcome Trinity Christian Center, Hamburg, Louisiana, First Baptist Church in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and also Zion Hill Baptist Church in Pineville, Louisiana. We want to welcome the Bertrand Bible Church in Niles, Michigan. And we want to welcome the Gulf Coast Pentecostal Church in Biloxi, Mississippi, as well as Church of the Good Shepherd in Long Beach, Mississippi. We say welcome to Faith Assembly of God Church in Forsyth, Missouri, and the Rock of Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri, Apple Agape Church in New Haven, Missouri, as well as Calvary Chapel in Farmington, New Mexico, the Mission Church in Wappingers Falls, New York, and want to welcome the Red Oak Church in Andrews, North Carolina. Churches all across America that are praying with us. And if you are not a part, your church or your city is not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, we have another website for you to go to, and it's called, are you ready? Let'sPrayAmerica.com. Let'sPrayAmerica.com. And so you can go there, sign up your church, and sign up your city. Give us your email address so we can stay in touch with you. And if you would like to send in a prayer request, I want to remind you that you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And if you just go down to almost the bottom of the page, it says pray for one another. Submit your prayer request. If you'll double click on that, you can enter your prayer request. For the next 7 days, somebody will be praying with you and for you, because we believe in prayer. We believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So, Father, we just enter your presence on this Friday by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And we just pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray your will be done in each of our lives today. God, we know today that your plan is a good plan. It's not an evil plan, but it's a good plan to give us a future and a hope. So we just pray the will of God be done in our lives and the members of our family. Why don't you take just a few moments here on BPN Radio on this Friday just to spend some time praying the will of God be done in your life while we have some music, worship music by Todd Morey, father of Leland Morey. And he's going to play a little worship music. And why don't you just spend a little time in prayer right now? This is not a broadcast you just listen to, but this is a prayer session, the hour of power. And so I'm going to set myself in agreement. The will of God is going to be done in your life in Jesus' name. So let's take a few moments to pray. Father God, we set ourselves in agreement here on BPN Radio that your will, plan, and purpose be done in each of our lives today. And we also pray the will of God be done in our family. In Jesus' name, Lord, I set myself in agreement with families listening today that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in their marriage. Lord, I pray for peaceful marriages. I bind all spirits of confusion, abuse, disorder, hatred, anger, strife, envy. We know where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. And so we declare in Jesus' name that every spirit of envy and strife is broken in every marriage and every family today. In Jesus' name, there will be peace in the home. And we pray today, and I ask that you agree with me right now. We agree in prayer today for strong families, strong homes. Abraham Lincoln, many years ago, made the statement, strong homes, strong families make a strong nation. But weak homes, weak families make a weak nation. And we know today that our nation has been weakened because of weak families, families being divided, divorce rampant. We know that God loves the divorcee, but he does hate divorce because divorce not only impacts and affects a man and a woman, but it impacts generations to come, their kids, their future grandkids, et cetera, et cetera. So we pray for the family. And Father God, we know today that you are a generational God, that if Satan can disrupt and destroy a family, he destroys or helps destroy or disunite generations to come. And Father God, we know today that you are a generational God. You're a generational God. And so we pray for strong families today. We pray today for strong marriages here on this Friday. The will of God be done in the family. I speak prosperity over your family. I pray that all of your financial needs will be supplied according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray for those of you that may be out of work today. I pray that you will get a job, get a good job. I set myself in agreement. For those of you that are having financial difficulties during this Christmas season, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. For those of you that are without a father in the home or a mother in the home today, I pray for you. Particularly, I pray for single mothers who may have a tremendous responsibility taking care of your children, supporting your children. I pray for you today that God will supply your need and will strengthen you and will minister to you. In Jesus' name, I pray for those of you that are grieving during this holiday season, during this Christmas season, because either your father or your mother or your husband or your wife is going to be absent at Christmas time. So I pray for you. I pray the Holy Spirit will minister to you and will strengthen you today. I pray the will of God be done in your life. I pray for those of you that are in business, I pray the will of God be done in your business. I pray that God would prosper you and enlarge you and expand the borders. May he make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. May you go over and not go under. You must know that God has not brought you this far in business to let you down or let you drown. So I bind every attack of the enemy against your business. I declare that you will prosper in the marketplace. God will give you God ideas and witty inventions, and that he will bless you. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit has his way in your life, that he will guide you and direct you, that you will live a Spirit-led life, and that you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just anoint your spiritual ears right now and just say, Holy Spirit, just say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Why don't you just put your hand on your eyes and just say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart today, that I might receive all that you have for me. I want to receive now. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. In just a few moments, I'm going to have my spiritual grandson, Leland, to come and share some things over the phone. I know you're going to be blessed, but right now, Leland is going to sing, Holy Spirit, have your way in me. And let this be a prayer before we talk to Leland in just a few moments.
You
Well, I'm delighted to have here on BPN Radio one of my spiritual grandsons. That you hear his voice every day when the program starts. I'm delighted to have Leland, and he comes on with a song, We Need to See a Change, America, America. Welcome, Leland. So delighted to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, I'm honored to be with you, Papa Dale. Thank you for having me on.
You've been a blessing to my life. We first met about this time, I think it was about this particular week, way back in 1999 when you were 11 years old, and we made the journey. Your wonderful grandson, I'm so very proud of you, and I know that you've accomplished a lot in life. You've been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. You've written a lot of songs for a lot of different people, and you've accomplished a lot in your young life, but most of all, I'm proud of you because you're an incredible man of God. And so it's great to have you on the broadcast. What's going on in your life?
Well, we are just so honored and blessed to be a part of what God's doing in the world today. And I look back on what all that God's done in our band and in our family, and it's just been such a blessing. I tell you, one of the catapults that sort of launched me into my destiny and into my relationship with the Lord is when we met you and Gene and started traveling with y'all for those 2.5 years and on the road and night after night being in the presence of God. That really changed my life, even as a really young boy at 11 years old. The presence of God, you know, knows no age, and the anointing knows no age. And if you get, no matter what the age is, a 9-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, you get them in the presence of God, and they're going to connect with the Lord, and their lives are going to be changed. And so that's what happened to me and my brother and my sister, traveling with you and Gene and out on the road and doing ministry together. Even as little kids, our lives were impacted. And, man, ever since then, it's been a wild ride. It's been really fast, and family started the church. The band, our worship band, is the Leland Band. We just kind of started out of our youth group and have been going nonstop ever since. It's been crazy. It's been like a lot of changes recently this year, but they've all been wonderful changes. My brother Jack is now a full time pastor, and you were just at his church this last weekend. He's a pastor in Franklin, Tennessee, of New River Fellowship Church, and it's doing amazing, and yes. God's totally blessing and prospering that church, and
yes.
He's right where He needs to be, and Jack used to be in our band full time, so that's a huge change, and so there's a lot of changes in the Leland band right now, but it's been amazing, and all of them have been great. We just recently left Europe. We were in Europe for 11 days, and in 11 days we did 8 shows in 11 days, 8 nights, and it was a really it was a really fast trip. It was incredible, and God did so much. Every single night, people were getting saved and touched and delivered, and I think every night we averaged close to around 1,000 people. And the first night we were in Belgium, which is cool because we've never played in Belgium before, and it was a really different nation, and it's got a really small percentage of Christians there.
Right.
I think it's like less than 2%. So it was a spiritually very significant night for the trip, and we started there, and I think over 100 people got saved that night. It was really, really pretty theater there, and then we continued on. We went to Norway, went all over Norway. We went to Amsterdam, and so it was an amazing trip, and God's doing a lot, and I feel like the more as a band that we pray and seek the Lord and cry out to God personally in our own lives, I think the more important we see that people are just hungry for a genuine move of God. People are hungry and thirsty for God to do something real in their life. I think there's, we can play church and we can do the religious thing, which is very common there in the States. But I think when you get down to it, people are just hungry for the Spirit of God to have His way and to move.
Yeah.
And whether it's in their church on Sunday morning or in their ministry, they're hungry for the Holy Spirit to have His way. And the Bible says that we can quench the Spirit and we can grieve the Spirit. And yeah. I think the number one thing for us as a band that we've been praying about and talking about as a ministry is that we don't want to quench the Holy Spirit and we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want Him to have His way in our ministry. And I think that's where a lot of pastors are at nowadays. My mom and dad are pastors here in Baytown, Texas, and now my brother's a pastor, and so I come from a family of pastors, and so just being around them, seeing their heart and their desire, I see that, a lot of churches are really hungry for the Spirit of God to have His way and for Him to move. And quenching the Spirit is when the Spirit moves and we kind of, as He starts to move, and we might kind of feel our hands get out of, sort of start losing control of the service, and He's kind of doing something, and then we sort of stomp on it and kind of, well, let's move on and do this, and we'll, and that'll happen a lot. And sadly, we've been in conferences or things like that where that's happened, or grieving the Spirit, which is even worse, where, we whether it's from sin or from something else in our life, and we grieve the Spirit of God,
right.
And He leaves. And so I feel like the more and more, as especially here in America, as we draw deeper into the end times and where things are going to start increasing, whether that's persecution or trouble, at the same time, what's going to start increasing is hunger and thirst and desire for more of God. And churches are going to begin to rise up that just say, Holy Spirit, come and have Your way. There's no one else that can change my city, and there's no one else that can change my family and my friends, only Your touch. And that's what we pray for every night, is that the Spirit of God would come. The Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't, I guess growing up, I always thought it said it breaks the yoke, but it doesn't break the yoke, it destroys the yoke. Something that's broken can be put back together.
Right.
But something that's destroyed is completely destroyed. And the anointing of God destroys the yoke of sin and destroys the yoke of bondage on people's lives. And that's what we have to begin to pray for in our churches again in America. The anointing would come. And that only comes through, a life of prayer.
Right.
Spending time with God. And I think the one thing I found in common, the greatest men and women of God, you included, Father Dale and Gene, the greatest men and women of God I've ever been around in my life that have impacted me, they're all different characters. They all have different personality types. They all have different giftings. But one thing they all have in common is they all have a secret life of prayer with the Lord, and they spend time with God, and they have nothing that's more important to them than their alone time with Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. We talk about prayer, we preach about prayer, but we rarely actually do the praying. So
that's true.
And I think that's one thing I'm asking the Holy Spirit would do in my life, is that we begin to fight for that time with the Lord.
Yeah.
And make it priority.
That's exactly right. Well, I've watched your journey now for the last 15 years, Leland, and I've just seen you as a young man really be a God seeker, a God chaser, and I've had the privilege of you being a part of my life these last 15 years, and of course you and your family traveling with us during that time in the early 2000s, and our relationship has continued. But I've seen that you've been a young man seeking after God, and it's been more, I know that you do concerts, but it's more with you than Leland and the band doing a concert. I know that you are a man that follows the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You desire for young people to come to know Jesus, and you desire to do the will of God. And God has given you a remarkable entrance in so many, many places. I know that you've sang in stadiums of the world. You've been to many different nations. Not long ago, you sang on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And God has just given you so many, many places of influence. And yet, you have not changed in your hunger for God and your passion for God, your passion for prayer, which BPN Radio is all about. And I want to thank you for helping me give this call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach. I know you co-hosted this preaching competition with me this year. A lot of young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And I know that you have this tremendous passion and this influence for young people. And I just know that this is the hope of a nation, and I know that our nation is in critical condition, but I believe that you're one of those voices that has the opportunity to speak to those young people, and I'm thankful for that.
Oh, well, yeah, I believe that that is the hope of our nation. You know, this young generation that's out now, I think, you know, someone said this recently, and it really impacted me. He said, you know, with generations that have gone before, I think more than any other generation, this young generation that is living today has to face so many distractions, more than any other generation that's gone before them. I know in a sense it's all relevant, but today in our culture, in our society, I mean, you talk about distractions galore. I mean, you've got social media, which, you know, it's supposed to be about making friends, but it's not really about making friends in my generation. It's just about, you know, showing everybody how awesome your life is, and, you know, it's about me all the time, and then you've got, you know, movies and media and everything that's music, that's very powerful stronghold that the enemy is trying to use on my generation. And so you look at all these factors that are coming in, and I feel like more than ever, this generation has the opportunity to become the most radical generation that we've ever seen in the body of Christ. Because of all the distractions, because of all the things that are surrounding them, this generation, there is going to be a remnant that's going to rise up of young people that are going to stand up and say, you know what, my eyes have seen eternity and heaven. I don't want to live for this earth anymore. I don't want to live for the things of the world. I don't want to love the things of the world anymore. I want to love Jesus, and I want to give my life to Jesus. And I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up in this generation that's going to take. And the Bible says not to forsake the old path. Jeremiah, don't forsake the old path, because there's healing and life in the old path. And so I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up, and it's also going to link arms with generations that have gone before them, with their grandmothers or their grandfathers, and people that have paved the way in the spirit, because you can't, the young can't do it alone, and the old can't do it alone. They need both generations, the life of the young and the wisdom of the older generation to link together and to be unified all for the sake of Jesus. And I think that's going to usher a mighty move of God in America, when we link arms together and seek after the Lord together for our cities and for our nation. And I'm excited about it. The more I'm around young people, I see their passion and their hunger and their desire for God. And I feel like if we can get a remnant of young people, the Holy Spirit's going to move, and he's going to raise up a remnant of young people that are passionate about him, and that will preach the Word of God and declare the Word of God. Now, the world is so loud about everything they believe in. They're so loud.
Yeah.
They're loud about homosexuality. They're loud about just perverted things. They're loud about the disgusting things come out of the world. They're so loud about what they believe in, and they celebrate evil, and they celebrate it, and they put it on a pedestal, and people worship it and celebrate it, and no one has a problem with it. But the body of Christ, when it comes to preaching the gospel, we tend to be so timid about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that Holy Ghost, in this next wave, he's going to break the spirit of timidity and the spirit of holding back. And he's going to loose that spirit of fear, the fear of man. He's going to loose that off of my generation. And they're going to begin to preach and boldly declare in their high schools, on their college campuses. They're going to be set on fire, and they're going to begin to boldly declare to their friends and their family what they believe and why they believe it. And we have to come to that place, and especially where the nation is heading, we have to get to a place where we know who we believe in, and we know why we believe in him, and we have to be prepared to defend our faith, and be able to stand up for our faith and what we believe in and why we believe it, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm so thankful for what you're saying, and I know that God is using the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob generations to work together. And your father, one of my spiritual sons, Todd Mooring, and then yourself, and then me. So I represent the Abraham, and your dad represents the Isaac, and you represent the Jacob. But it's wonderful that generations can work together to see revival. And I love your passion, Leland, for revival, and your heart and the connection that you are making with all generations. And of course, several years ago, you wrote this song that people listen to every day. We need to see a change. So I just know that that came out of the expression of your own heart. We play several of your other songs also, but I know that you have a heart for revival. You have a heart for young people. And here on BPN Radio today, I just would love for you to pray for the youth, pray for this nation, however the Holy Spirit leads you, because, you know, we're just not, as you said, we're not just talking about prayer, but we are praying.
God, we need you. Now, Holy Spirit, we need you to move in our nation again. We need you, Lord. America was a nation that was dedicated to you, God, in our beginnings, our forefathers, God, that went before us, God, they dedicated this nation to you. And this nation exists only because of your sovereignty. This nation exists only because of the providence of your hand. God, it's not by our might, God, or our wisdom that founded this nation, but it is your grace, God, founded this nation. It is your kindness. It is your strength. This nation is a testimony of your miraculous power, God, that you can take a small people, God, an obscure people, and you could unite them together, Jesus, for your name. And so, God, we come back to you today, and we cry out for America, and we cry out for the church, God, in America, that the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 was not about the world, but that scripture is based that you're speaking to your people, the church in America, God. And so we cry out now, God, for your people in America, God, your church in America, the pastors, God, and the leaders. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to revive the pastors and the leaders in America. Give them a hunger and a desire, God, for more and more alone time with you, Jesus, that they would have a hunger for your word and a thirst for your presence like never before, like they've never experienced before, God, a new passion, that you would restore the joy of salvation, God, in pastors and leaders all across this land. That you restore their fire, that you take out the heart of stone, and that you put in them a heart of flesh sensitive to your touch and sensitive to your presence, God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the young leaders, God, the youth pastors and college campus leaders,
God across this land. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would stamp eternity on their heart, and that you give them a desire and a passion, God, to see the lost saved in their high schools, to see the lost saved in their colleges, Jesus, and
yes.
to stand up, God, boldly, like Stephen stood up boldly, God, in the face of death, and boldly declared your love, God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Died a martyr, that we would begin to stand up with that same courage and that same
yes,
boldness,
Lord.
That we wouldn't be afraid of the schemes of the enemy, that we wouldn't be afraid of the fear of man,
that's right.
that we wouldn't be afraid, God, and we wouldn't
that's
be controlled
right.
by mammon and by what the man has to offer us, God, but we would look to you as our source.
Yes.
And we would look to you as our treasure, Jesus.
Yes,
and we love you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've prepared a place for us. That where you are, we may be also.
Yes.
That this earth isn't our home. And that you have created us and predestined us, God, to be ambassadors for your kingdom on this earth today. And to make your kingdom, God, here in our cities like it is in heaven. And so, God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come. That you would break our hearts. Give us soft, sensitive hearts again. Draw each and every one of us individually, God, back to a place of intimacy, back to the secret place, back to prayer, back to a secret history with you, God,
yes,
that our lives would be controlled
yes,
by your Spirit, and that your word, God, would be the foundation that we live our life by, that we wouldn't live our life by the laws of the land, but that we would live our life, God, by your word that's spoken to us, and God, that it would be the foundation of our families, it would be the Your word would be the foundation of the way we raise our children. Your word would be the foundation of the way we conduct our lives and our character, God.
Yes, Lord.
That your word, God, would guide and direct our lives.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Holy Spirit, that you would move, God, again in our nation. Move on Sunday morning, God. I pray for every pastor that's hungry, for every pastor that's thirsty.
Yes, Lord.
That you would send a move of your Spirit
yes,
to their church. And you would send a move, God, to them privately. That before revival can be public, it has to happen in private in
yes,
our personal
Lord.
Life. So, God, I pray
yes,
for private
Lord.
Revival in every single life,
yes,
and that
Lord.
It would translate publicly, God, when we gather corporately in our cities, in our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Oh, thank you so very much, Lena. What a wonderful prayer, and so delighted to have you. One of my spiritual grandsons. I'm proud of you, not only as a singer, a songwriter, but also as a preacher of the gospel, as well as a missionary. And I know that you're impacting so many people across this nation and around the world. And I speak a blessing upon you and Mandy. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in every area, because I know that God has called you, assigned you, and you have a message to deliver. And thank you for being on BPN Radio today.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa Dale, for having me. It's an honor. I love you.
God bless you. I love you, too. Bye-bye. Well, thank you very much, Leland Mooring. What a tremendous privilege to have my spiritual grandson on today. And mighty man of God. And I appreciate Leland co-hosting the preaching competition, young people between the ages of 15 and 22, sent in a 5-minute sermon this year. And we had young people from all over America, including Scotland, Guatemala, many places, young people participating, those who wanted to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And so if we have any young people out there, you can go to our third website that we have, youngpreachersinternational.net. That's youngpreachersinternational.net. And what you can do is you can go there and you can sign up to be a part of this group that is being co-hosted by Leland and I. And calling young adults out of obscurity to speak to their generation, to preach to their generation. And if you'd like to hear some young people preach the gospel, it's amazing. Some of these people that are preaching, these young people, young ladies as young as 15 years of age preaching. It's amazing. And young men also. And so that's youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. And if you'd be interested in knowing more about Young Preachers International, and I'm the founder there, then you can just go to youngpreachers.net and you can check that out, if you will. I believe that God is calling young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation to follow the Lord, and it's been wonderful to have Leland, my spiritual grandson, and he's going to sing again before I get back and pray with you some more. Leland and his friend Brandon Heath ministering for us here on the BPN Radio Network, Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you so much for listening today. And this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here on the air. And thank you so much for your financial support. If you'd like to make a contribution this broadcast, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can scroll down to the bottom of the page. And there you can make a donation. And we would appreciate your contributions. Very thankful, very grateful. And thankful having Leland on with us today. And not only sharing his testimony, his story, but also singing. And, you know, it's important, as they sing in their song, that we're going to follow God. We're going to do his will. I want to pray for people today that you just say, I just want to do the will of God. I'm not sure what God wants me to do. You know, I serve as a prayer and prophetic voice for churches all across America, many nations of the world. And wherever I go, I pray the will of God be done in people's lives. And I know there's a natural. The Apostle Paul said there is a natural and there's a supernatural. And so, you know, in the realm of the natural, we can accomplish a lot. We can go get a degree. We can buy a business. We can buy a home. We can make a name for ourselves. There's a lot of things that we can do in the realm of the natural. But there are some things that we can never do outside of the supernatural. I grew up in poverty in a little town called Comanche, Oklahoma. My wife grew up in a little town, Walters, Oklahoma, Cotton County, Oklahoma. We both grew up in poverty. And in the realm of the natural, we didn't have a lot of opportunities, but we began to pray, and we began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then we began to see what we were hearing. Then we began to say what we were seeing and hearing. And then eventually we began to do what we were saying, seeing, and hearing. And God has enriched our lives, taken us to 30-something nations of the world, and given us the opportunity to do more than we ever dreamed we could do, because we begin to pray. And then as we begin to pray, we begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. And so I just want to pray for those of you that just say, I just have this deep passion in my heart. I don't know exactly what God wants me to do, but I just long to do his will. I long that his will, plan, and purpose be done in my life today. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for people all across this nation and other nations of the world that are listening to this broadcast here on this Friday. I pray your will be done in their lives. And those that feel so empty, they may have accomplished a lot in life, but they know there's more to life than what they're doing. There's more to life than what they're living or where they're going, or maybe they've accomplished a lot of things in life, but there's still that emptiness, that longing, that yearning way deep down on the inside of them. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. For those that have never seemingly accomplished a whole lot in life, but they know there are God assignments that the Lord has prepared for them, but it just seemingly never has come to pass. I pray for you on this Friday in Jesus' name. Ask the Holy Spirit speak to you and talk to you and reveal himself to you in a manner, in a way that you have never, ever experienced before. In Jesus' name. And so why don't you just take a moment just to cry out and say, Lord, your will be done in me. I don't know what all you have for me, but I trust you and I believe you. Just take a few moments just to give expression. Express yourself to the Lord, if you would, at this very moment. Thank you. So I pray for you today. I just declare the hand of God is upon you. I appreciate Courtney Vandiver playing some instrumental music for us today. Very thankful for her. And as she plays, why don't you just say, Lord, your will be done in me today. I long for you. You know, Jesus declared, blessed are they which do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I just declare that the Holy Spirit is filling you up today, working in your life. I declare and decree it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So what is the proper progression for the supernatural? First of all, we pray, and then we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We hear something, and then we see what we're hearing. We see something, and then whatever we are seeing or hearing, God saying to us down deep inside of us, or through a promise, or through a prophetic word, then we begin to declare that. Your promises, your future, your prophetic words are voice activated. You must declare what you are seeing and hearing God doing in your life. And then, of course, then you must do it. And so we hear something, see something, say something, and then we do something. Well, thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. So thankful to have you praying with me each day. Why don't you tell a friend? And I want you to have a good day. And we're going to be back tomorrow at this same time. God bless you for listening to BPN Radio Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.